Okay, 10 minutes, Bezat Hashem.
Guys, you listening to
Beshus Rav Korn Shlita and the other Rabbanim. Tonight is a big simcha. Tonight's a massive simcha. The simcha is as follows. We know there's a halacha that if you miss a whole day of Sfira, so you keep on counting without a bracha. Why do you do that? So as follows. Most of the Sfira is a strange mitzvah. It's 49 days long. So most of the Rishonim say that each day is a separate mitzvah. So if you miss a day, you keep on counting because each day is a separate mitzvah. But the Bahag says, Tinimos. And the Bahag says, if you miss a day, it's no good. You can't do the mitzvah. So because of the Bahag Shita, if you miss a day, we keep on counting, but without a bracha. What exactly is the Bahag Shita? So the standard way the Bahag is explained is that he holds that Sfira is not 49 sefos, but it's one mitzvah with 49 parts. That's the standard way it's explained. The Rav Zatzal and other Achorim have a different shot in the Bahag, a fancier shot, which Rav Korn can explain to you later. But that's the way most of the Achronim learned about one mitzvah, 49 parts. So therefore, according to the Bahag, if you miss a day of Sfira, you're out. You can't do the mitzvah anymore. So therefore, we have a compromise. If you miss a whole day of Sfira, keep on counting. Why do you keep on counting? Because most Rishonim say what? It's a new mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah tonight, tomorrow. But because of the Bahag, you don't say a bracha anymore. Because according to the Bahag, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. So that means according to the Bahag then, tonight's a big simcha. Because those of you that kept on saying, you're finishing a mitzvah, a 7-week mitzvah, you don't have this too often. What? Right.
Every single person, for sure.
Everyone here. Sorry.
What?
Right. So all of you, since all of you never did miss a day of Sfira at all, Baruch Hashem. So according to the Bahag, this amazing simcha. I'm doing this. How often do you have a 7-week mitzvah, and now you're finishing it tonight? It's so exciting. It's a big simcha tonight. Now it's very strange. It's very strange that we do this thing with the Bahag. The Bahag is a super tiny minority view. Almost all the other Rishonim argue on the Bahag, and he's a minority view. So why are we machmer for the Bahag? So some say because brachos we're nervous about, we're machmer and brachos. And some of the Achronim say because the Bahag is such a chashuv a Rishon, he's one of the Gaonim. He's so early, it's like kavod to the Bahag. You can't argue on the Bahag. It's a very big deal that we have a lot of respect for the earlier generations. This idea that if you miss a day of Sfira, you keep accounting without a bracha, it's a tremendous, Rav Shechter always says this, it's a sign of how the Torah system works. That we have kavod for the earlier generations. And even if we think they're wrong, in this sense, that if 99% against one, he's a tiny minority, but still, we're machmer, this happens a couple of times, and the Bahag said something, we don't want to go against the Bahag. So this is a big part of Kabbalah Satorah tomorrow night. That we are very into, we accept what the Hashem said, the Torah said, and we accept what the earlier Rabbanim say. It's a big deal. We have respect for the earlier traditions. And we're very slow to change things. Rav Willig Shlita says, I've heard him say it a few times, Orthodox Judaism is conservative with a small c. Get it? That means it's slow to change. That what goes on nowadays is young people in their 30s, 40s, write articles making fun of Rav Moshe Feinstein, making fun of this, make fun of that. It's crazy. And they don't understand literally the first step. Literally the Aleph Beis of Torah is we have a Masorah, we have a tradition, we accept the earlier generations. And here and there, you people raise a question, and then other gedolim get involved, and you have tshuvas back and forth. But for a young little person to get up and argue on all the gedolim aposkim, which happens nowadays, it's terrible. And this is a pshat. I forgot yesterday in my little shmooze yesterday This is another pshat that Torah is given from fire. Because the Steipur says that of all the things in the world, the physical things in the world, fire is the one most removed from man. But you can jump into water. You can't live in water. You can jump into water. Fire, it burns you. You go near it. So the message is, you can't touch the Torah. You can't change the Torah. The Torah is perfect the way it is. There's fire there. And you have to be trembling before you go out there and try to, I'll change this, I'll change that, Rahman al-Islam. People do it nowadays all the time. They're making changes. So we should learn the lesson of the Bahag. We should learn the lesson of the Bahag. The Bahag that we're celebrating tonight. According to the Bahag, we're getting the mitzvah now. According to the one pshat of the Bahag. We're getting the mitzvah now. So we should be very excited tonight when we actually count all of us. All of us. Even... Right, all of us are getting the mitzvah tonight. According to the Bahag, if you only finish the mitzvah, it's a great simcha. But we should think about the message of the Bahag. The message of the Bahag is you can't tamper with fire. You can't tamper with the Torah. You have to be so. People do it a lot. You have to be careful when you read something sounds a little off. Go ask your Rebbe about it. And is this how we approach things? And we have to understand keeping up the old mesoras. Keeping up the old Masoras is a very, very big deal. And that's why the Torah is given from fire. Okay. Y'all should have a good Yom Tov. False title.